أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. This ayat which we are discussing for a few days now, which Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us to practice upon the whole of deen all the time, and for that Allah has given us two great things that we can use to make it easy. One is sabr and one is salah, namaz. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Beshak Allah sabr karne walo ke saath hai. Undoubtedly Allah is together with those people who make sabr. This togetherness, one is that the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, like any person knows who you love and to be close to that person. One is to be physically close and one is to be close in the heart. That is, you are close to that person in your heart. Though that person may be far from you, but you find that love of that person in your heart. So this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will grant it for those people who have this sabr. And the other aspect of it is the great power and force of Allah is with that person. Just like any government official, when he is in his official capacity and what he does, he is representing the government, and the government will support him. They will be behind him in whatever he does. Like this, if a person has the sabr, Allah is with that person. And Allah's full power is with that person. So that person has got limitless power now with him. Example of that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that a fox is a very coward and a very frightened animal. But if the lion has to tell the fox that you got my support, don't worry, then that fox will act as if he is the lion. He will dare people because he's got the power of the lion behind him. So we are very weak and we are worse than cowards also and lazy also. But we just get the help of Allah, Allah's power and forces with us. Then we don't have to fear anything. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say in the bayan that addressing the enemies of Islam and those who want to harm us, that you can harm us, we are nothing. We can't even defend ourselves. But Allah, if He is with us, you can't do anything to us and you can't harm Allah Ta'ala. So it is for us to get to get Allah's support, the love of Allah, which is also a great thing. And we are in this world to acquire that. And then the full support of Allah Ta'ala, the power of Allah be with us. So this Allah Ta'ala said, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah referred to sabr here and to salat here, bi sabri wa salat. And Allah did not say with namaz. And nowhere does it come that Allah's help is with those, Inna Allah ma'al musallin, that Allah's help is those with those who make namaz. Or Inna Allah ma'as sa'imin, that Allah's help is with those who keep rozas. Or Inna Allah ma'al hujjaj, or that Allah's help is with the hajis, or with those who give zakat. All those amal have got their virtues on their own. But to get Allah, and to get the love of Allah, and we get the power of Allah on our side, that is what qualities, like sabr is a quality. So Allah says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Inna Allah ma'al muttaqeen. Those people who have got the quality of taqwa, Allah is with those people. Wa inna Allah la ma'al muhsineen. Those people who have got the quality of ihsan, worshipping Allah as though they are seeing Allah, or at least realizing Allah is watching them, and they have got kindness in them, ihsan. Well, whatever they do it with kindness, in a nice way they do it. Then Allah is with those people. So that is what we must endeavor to get, the qualities. At the most we do, we fall very short of it also. But at most we just do some amal. We just make some namazes, we are just casual namazes also. Not even proper namazes. And then rozas we just keep, or zakat we give, etc. But our mind also does not go to get the qualities of sabr. to get the quality of ihsan, to get the quality of taqwa, all these qualities. And that is the domain where we go for our islah, where we go to a khanqa in order to get these outward qualities. Knowledge of deen we will get in the makatib, in the madrasas, the primary madrasas, the darul ulooms, etc. And then amal, all this namaz and that will come in our lives. We go in jamaat, for example. And these qualities will come when we go to a khanqa and we do our time properly there. And we stay with the sheikh there, then these qualities will come within us. So that is what is what we have to endeavor and try for. Our mind does not go in this direction also, that we have to get these qualities in us. The most we try and we think we are now righteous and pious when we have got amal in our lives. And we don't even think that these qualities we have to develop. And Allah has only has promised His ma'iyat, His closeness, His love, and the enjoyment of the love and closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and also the great power of Allah to be with one is with these qualities. And the sign that Allah's ma'iyat, that a person has got the closeness of Allah, is that now his heart will go towards amal. All amal will become easy for him. And amal will become enjoyable to him. He will look forward to namazes. He will look forward to ibadah. And gunas, the hatred of gunas will come in him. All gunas, whether it is looking at other women, whether it is sports, whether it is all the holidaying in the kuffar style, and going to the kuffar resorts, etc., whatever it might be, when the closeness of Allah and the ma'iyat of Allah comes, the hatred of these things come in a person. And then it isn't an effort to give them up. When a person hates something, there's no effort in staying away from it. He just naturally stays away from it. And when the love of something comes, just automatically he loves to do it. Then tahajjud becomes easy for that person. All other amal Allah makes easy. Tilawat, he just carries on reading, and he's reading more and more, and he's enjoying reading Quran Sharif. The zikr of Allah is something that he covets. He looks forward to it. And sitting and making the zikr of Allah, he's in a world out of this world. And the enjoyment that he gets. So this is a sign that Allah's ma'iyat is with that person. And now he does all this amal with passion, with enjoyment. And gunas become hated in his eyes. The lifestyle of the kuffar become hated to that person. And he just can't think of living their lifestyle. Dressing like them in any way, anything in our lives, we just hate the ways of the kuffar. And we just love sunnah. And sunnah becomes greatly enjoyable to us. And we follow all the sunnahs properly. So in the short ayat, but Allah Ta'ala has given us the whole ocean in here. If we can bring these two qualities, sabr and salah, then we will get the ma'iyat of Allah Ta'ala, the love and the closeness. And that person, he himself will know what enjoyment he's having. The greatest love, Allah is the creator of love. And the place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of the heart also. Then Allah, he will get that love. And when we get the love of Allah, there is nothing can come near it. Forget, surpass it. All the love of this dunya, whether it is of our business, our houses, our cars, our family, nothing can come so close, anywhere near the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the power of Allah also overpowers everything. No power, all the power in the world can't match one little bit the power of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we must try and get Allah on our side. And for that, this sifat and these qualities of sabr, of ihsan, of taqwa, etc., we must make an effort to bring that in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.